What do posh owls say? Whom? So instead of who, do you get it? Yep, and there's two owls and they're playing pool, and one of them pops the white ball in the pocket. So the other owl says, God, yeah, never mind, one of them things. So his mate says, well, he says, that's two hits to you. And the owl says, two hits to who? That's terrible, that. Slightly bird-related, just because it's got, well, you'll see, very slightly bird-related. How do we know that Batman is a chav? Because he can never go out without Robin. Yeah, well, it's got the word Robin in it. Terrible jokes let you know that you're listening to Bird Pod. Hello, and you're listening to Bird Pod, the weekly bird watching podcast, written and presented by me, Neil Baxter. If you want more information about Bird Pod, check out the official Bird Pod website at www.birdpod.webs.com. Artificial bird of the week this week is the bearded tit. Here we go. This, of course, being one of the authentic sound replicating bird toys made by Audubon, available to buy from the RSPB website. You can find a link on how to get to there from my website, which is www.birdpod.webs.com. Have another blast of that. Okay, before we go on to the next bit, where I'm talking about wagtails, firstly, we'll have the bird in news, which are news stories that I found of interest available on the internet. This from the 12th of June, from the BBC website, Bird Swallows Eel After Struggle. Hungry bird was seen struggling to eat a 4-foot-long eel for 20 minutes before swallowing it whole on the banks of a city river. Eyewitnesses say the eel was almost twice the size of the cormorant, which was fishing in the River Taff near the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. One woman said the eel coiled itself around the bird's neck, causing it to drop and re-catch it 4 times. The RSPB said the incident proved that nature's wonders can be seen in cities. Eyewitness Antonia Jennings, 18, said at first the cormorant versus eel battle seemed an unfair fight. The eel was bigger, more powerful, and looked a lot more dangerous than a bird, not much bigger than a duck, she said. The cormorant let go each time the eel cleverly coiled itself around its neck, but it caught it again 4 times until eventually the eel gave up. I couldn't believe it when the eel went down in one gulp. You could see a sort of S-bend in the bird's gullet as it swallowed it alive. The life and death struggle happened close to a main road. RSPB spokeswoman Delith Williams said, it just goes to show that some of the wonders of nature can be seen in our towns and cities, as well as out in the wilds. Interesting thing. I've never actually seen anything like that. I've seen pictures of, what have we got? Grey heron catching rabbits and stuff like that, which look pretty weird. I'm glad I've not seen it in real life, to be honest. It's kind of shaped me up because I like rabbits, but, yep, interesting stuff about the eel. Okay, this one is from the Daily News, New York, from their website. National Pigeon Day, New York Bird Club looks to make it happen. This was the 14th of June. Ooh, today. Can't get any more recent than that. Okay. So it says, what's next? Rat Day. A group of pigeon-loving New Yorkers flocked to Central Park on Saturday, rallying to create a national holiday for the much-maligned birds. People who hate pigeons should educate themselves, said Karen Davis, president of United Poultry Concerns. They're so resilient and intelligent. The New York Bird Club, which organised the event, hopes to make June the 13th National Pigeon Day in honour of a bird named Cher Ami. A homing pigeon, Cher Ami, delivered a distress message. despite being shot, that helped save 200 men during World War I. The courageous bird died in New Jersey on June 13, 1919. Postal worker Ken Hurt apparently isn't moved, telling the Daily News he was firmly in the anti-pigeon camp. "There are rats with wings," he said. "We should sterilise them." Ugh, clearly not a fan then. That's weird, isn't it, this rats with wings thing? You know, it's transfers across continents. That's what they're known as over here also. I particularly like pigeons. An earlier bird pod, which you may have heard, would tell you that. Okay, so that's it. That's birding news for this week. Right, so what was we going to talk about? Well, I was going to talk about wagtails. Specifically, well, initially, is the grey wagtail, as some of you may know, because I've mentioned it once or twice, or maybe a few thousand times. One of my favourite birds, and the first bird that turned me on to, if you can use that expression, turned me on to bird watching, because I noticed the coloration and it just really stood out seeing this little creature bobbing up and down. So, yeah, grey wagtail. Well, let's have a look. What does the grey wagtail look like and sound like, etc.? Well, this is what the grey wagtail sounds like. So there we go. A bit more information on this bird. Latin name Motacilla cinerea. And the overview is the grey wagtail is more colourful than its name suggests, with slate grey upper parts and distinctive lemon yellow undertail. I'd describe that as being mustard yellow. It really stands out. Its tail is noticeably longer than those of pied and yellow wagtails. They have gradually increased their range in the past 150 years. And in the UK have expanded into the English lowlands from the northern and western uplands. They are badly affected by harsh winters, and because of recent moderate declines, it is an amber list species. This, if you look on the RSPB, it's got red, amber and green. Green being the most, you know, numerous, or least at risk. Red, well, you get the picture, traffic light system. Okay, where to see them? Found over most of the UK, with the exception of the northern and western isles of Scotland, likes fast-flowing rivers in summer. Their greatest densities are in the hills of England, Scotland and Wales. In winter, they can be seen around farmyards and lowland streams, even in city centres, skirting central and eastern England in summer and from upland areas in winter. What they eat? Insects. Estimated numbers. UK breeding pairs is 38,400 to 46,200. And yeah, they really are great little birds to see. The length of the tail stands out. I saw some yesterday and I saw some again today earlier on the walk, which I shall do a live bit before finishing this bird pod. And I'll go over to myself where I recorded that earlier. Yep. And also this morning I saw a pied wagtail, just the one in the park. Now, you know, some people are pretty impressed because you can see loads of these, numerous other beggars roosting in trees. I've not seen that. I generally just see a few at a time, but they still stand out, again with a long tail and the bobbing up and down action. So, yeah, we've had the grey wagtail. Let's have a listen to what the pied wagtail sounds like. So that's the pied wagtail, Latin name Motacilla alba, described as being a delightfully small, long-tailed and rather sprightly black and white bird. When not standing and frantically wagging its tail up and down, it can be seen dashing about over lawns or car parks in search of food. It frequently calls when in its undulating flight and often gathers at dusk to form large roosts in city centres, which again I'd love to see, but I haven't seen them as yet. Seeing footage on TV of it, it's really great to just see so many birds. Anyway, where can they be seen? They can be found across the UK, leaving some of the Highland and northern areas of Scotland in winter. Best look for near water and can be found in most habitats, even town centres. They gather together in large roosts, sometimes in towns, often assembling on roofs beforehand. When to see them all year round, what they eat, insects. Estimated numbers, this is on the green status because there's a large number of these. Where are we? 272,000 to 352,000 territories. Lastly, and then we've covered them all, this is a bird that I've not actually seen but would love to. This is the yellow wagtail. And this is what it sounds like, apparently. So that's the yellow wagtail. Latin name, Motacilla flava. Here's the overview. The yellow wagtail is a small, graceful yellow and green bird with a medium-length tail and slender black legs. It spends much time walking or running on the ground, as its name implies. It wags its tail from time to time. It is a summer visitor migrating to winter in Africa. It has been in decline since at least the 1980s, most likely due to loss of habitat for breeding and feeding, making it a red list species. Where to see them? Suitable habitat in central and eastern England, eastern Wales and southern Scotland. A good place to look is lowland grassland where cattle are being grazed. When to see them? Late March to September. What they eat? Small insects including flies and beetles. Estimated numbers, UK breeding, 11,500 to 26,500 territories. So there we are, there's not many of these knocking about with the looks of it. To my knowledge, I've not seen one. A few times, I think you do see a grey wagtail. Is that a grey wagtail or is it a yellow wagtail? Because you look at them and you see the yellow really stands out. But no, as it's described, it's the green on the back. And also, grey wagtails have on the face, just below the beak, a black, I don't know what you describe it, a beard sort of thing, black area often. So that is all about wagtails, one of my favourite birds, the grey wagtail, as I've said. I know I'll go on about this, but this was what amazed me, just to see something like that just in a river and think, what the heck is that? And actually coming back, looking it up in a book, finding what you've seen, and then going back for another look, comparing it and realising that for the first time in your life you've identified a bird correctly, that you didn't know what it was, you know, unlike a mallard or a mute swan, which people point and say, oh yeah, there you are, there's a swan. But to not know what something is and then identify it, pure joy for me. And if I'm honest, I think I said this before, this happened last year, last June. So I've only been seriously into bird watching for about a year now. Which at the age of 37, you know, part of me regrets it. I could have been doing it sooner, but hey, I'm doing it now. That's the main thing. So there we are. Right. Now, as I said, I went having a mooch along the local river earlier today to look for the grey wagtail, which I'll now go over to. This is something I recorded earlier today. Well, here are me and my two dogs having a walk by the side of the River Douglas in Wigan, having a look for the grey wagtails, which have been around quite a bit recently. We actually came here yesterday, and there were two adults scolding us because they got an infant nearby. I could see it, you know, more or less like the parent bird, but not the same coloration, the tail quite a bit shorter. And these birds kept basically flying pretty close by, keeping an eye on the young'un and telling us off, trying to shoo us along. And unfortunately, I didn't have my phone with me, so I couldn't make a recording. So we're going back again today to see if we can see them again. Well, I thought we were out of luck, but I can actually see one here. It's just come flying across the path and across the river here.
I'm just walking back. As I say, it's just the one. Ah, there's another one just darting downstream. And they look like they're both adults. Can't see the young anywhere. Yep. So, yeah, the bit downstream where they've... Well, where one's headed, so I can still see the other across the water. That's where I saw them yesterday with the young. That's where we were getting a good telling off. And that, I don't know if you could hear that. That's the sound it's just made. It's as nearest as I can be to an impression of it. As it's just gone past, so... A nice one, trip not wasted. So what with that and the single solitary pied wagtail, which we saw in Mains Park, that's a local park in Wigan, which we saw this morning on our walk. So it's definitely a day for wagtails. As of yet, I haven't seen a yellow wagtail. Distinguishable by the grey wagtail, because, hang on, not trip myself up, the yellow wagtail has green on its back, I think, as opposed to grey. But the grey wagtail, of course, being the fast flowing parts of streams and rivers, which I don't know if you can hear that. Let's try and get the phone a bit closer. Lord knows how that sounds, because I know the quality of these aren't really that good, because I do it very low quality, just so as it downloads quicker. But yeah, as I said, grey wagtail in the fast flowing parts of the river, which is where I see these. So like there's a blackbird up there. That's great to have a walk and just listen to stuff. Yep. So that's just a brief little trip out with us. Go on. The dog has decided to go on strike. So there we have it. Right, so that's been Bird Pod for this week. Thanks again for listening. Of course, if you want to check out the website, go to www.birdpod.webs.com, or if you want to send me an email, that's birdpod@hotmail.co.uk. So as I said, thanks again for listening. No, can't do artificial bird of the week because we're out and about. So what we'll do, a little bit of clever editing, and straight over to the theme tune. Bye for now. www.birdpod.webs.com.